I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. The Waverly Gallery is Kenneth Lonergan's beautifully written play about an elderly Greenwich Village art gallery owner who steadily deteriorates in the grip of hearing loss, diabetes, and Alzheimer's disease. It's a focused piece on aging, both funny and painful, and it'll resonate with many audience members. The remarkable Elaine May plays Gladys, the stricken woman fighting to maintain her independence even as her condition worsens and confounds her worried family. The Waverly Gallery is Elaine May's first appearance in a play opening on Broadway in 57 years, ever since the groundbreaking comedy show An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, which played at the Golden, the same theater. Her portrayal is shattering and genuine, and it's frightening to watch her as her character dives deeper into the throes of Alzheimer's. Joan Allen plays the daughter who struggles mightily to deal with Gladys as her mother loses awareness more and more. David Cromwell plays Gladys' son-in-law. Her grandson, who checks on Gladys day-to-day, is played by Lucas Hedges, and Michael Cera is a young artist Gladys mentors. Under Lila Neugebauer's direction and on David Zinn's rich sets, the cast honors a nuanced play that's as disturbing as it is sweet. The Waverly Gallery is at the Golden. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.